The thing that we're getting ready to do that's very unusual is, number one, because we haven't been in this tort environment for 35 years, I don't believe our citizens are really adequately informed or prepared to get ready for a tort environment. And by getting ready, everybody needs to be calling their insurance agent and rethinking their policy coverages and thinking about what happens if they're in an accident and they get hurt, because it's either going to fall back upon their health insurance or if they have medical payments insurance. And 20% of Floridians, Rob, have no health insurance. So what happens to those people if they get involved in an accident?
This all happens October 1st. What happens if I'm in an accident and somebody hits me and they've got no insurance? What happens?
If you're at, first of all, PIP will just kind of, the coverage will roll off, if you will. Most of us pay our auto insurance bill once every 6 months, so it will begin to expire. So you may be in an accident and still be in a no-fault situation, at least where at least you can go and get your injuries taken care of. But in your scenario, you're in an accident, the other person hits you, they're at fault. But they don't have insurance because there's no requirement for that person to have insurance anymore. The first thing you have to hope for is that you have a pretty good health insurance policy. Now, you will have the ability under any circumstance to go hire a lawyer and to then sue the other driver and go after their personal assets. But they may very well not have any personal assets at all. So you're basically out there on your own. And the worst situation is for those Floridians in your scenario who don't have health insurance. They're going to have to get to the hospital, get their injuries taken care of, and then be subject to a lien or collection efforts on the part of the hospital or the medical provider, without any hope that they're going to get any compensation from the other at-fault driver.
It sounds as if you're saying, too, that there's going to be more lawsuits.
Yes, there definitely will be more lawsuits. Under the current environment, up to the first $10,000 of medical injury, because we're in no fault, a part of the agreement is that there will be no suits, and certainly no suits for any kind of pain and suffering, for example. You know, once you get past that $10,000 threshold, you are permitted to sue. So because we're removing that provision, then let's say you're in an accident and you cause injury, you're at fault, and you cause injury to another party, and they have the ability to come and sue you for pain and suffering. And you know what that means? It means you have to hire a lawyer. Generally, your insurance company will step in if you have bodily injury insurance. So what listeners need to be thinking about is whether or not they need to take bodily injury insurance. And most, all but two of the tort states, the 35 states that are in the tort system, require bodily injury coverage when you're at fault, and that protects your assets. And it's almost unbelievable to me that our policymakers are willing to let this thing PIP sunset and not require any form of mandatory insurance. Only a couple of other states operate that way.